This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I said this last week, but it bears repeating, that January 6th nonsense by the left is huge for us. It has a huge potential. It influences all the areas that Democrats have been lying about and the cover-ups. And the Democrats fear this, I think, more than about anything getting out. Even the Hunter Biden stuff pales in comparison to January 6th, because January 6th, they claim, was a threat to our democracy, which, of course, is a constitutional republic. But call it what you may, they made it sound like it was so grave. And they gave us so much hyperbole over this stuff. When I say that, I'm talking about they compared it to the Civil War. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. They're trying to go on as business as usual, as I explained in yesterday's show, with Biden's budget. A back-breaking budget for the conservative movement, for the middle class, for everybody. It hides more money than in any time in history. Forget Solomon, the richest man in the world. Forget Elon Musk. These numbers pale. These numbers make Elon Musk look like a pauper. Elon Musk's wealth is practically a rounding error for what the government now operates on. Just unbelievable numbers. Business as usual. Stealing from us. Let me tell you something, folks. If they can steal from you right now and do it in your face, what do you think is going to happen next time? If they can make... While Joe Biden is known to be the big guy, has a crackhead son who we know hid money and gave Joe Biden money. We are now giving Ukraine money that I believe is tied to Joe Biden and Hunter Biden's business dealings. China's flying balloons over us, and we had a rocket that exploded over Texas, landed in Texas, and they're trying to ruin our economy. And I could go on. The trade deficit with China is the largest in American history and would be in the top 20 of, by itself, would be in the top 20 of our GDPs of the world if it stood on its own. And Joe Biden has accepted millions of dollars from the Chinese. We got classified documents floating around. What other thing do I need to tell you before we start looking at these guys and saying, how dare you want to propose a budget? These people should be fighting for their lives. But it's business as usual. If they win the next election, this nation as we know it is not, it will never be the same. I'm not trying to be the bearer of bad news, because here's the good news. The good news is we outnumber them. We outthink them. We have better ideas. I can't even, what do you want me to tell you about us? We are amazing. But we're too complacent. We're too ready to lose. Oh, well, I mean, I know they're going to cheat. No, well, then get in the game. The economy is going to crap. I don't know if you're paying attention, but you're not making much money these days. The people making money are the people who are cheating you. The people who should be on that show, American Greed, that's who's making money. I chronicled it the other day. SVB Bank sold off their assets in a fire sale for $1.8 billion under market value for bonds. These are guaranteed income. This is guaranteed income because of us. They sold off the bonds and lost $1.8 billion. It was either $1.6 or $1.8 billion. I think it was $1.8. But regardless, some company, some fat cat company like a Goldman Sachs or, you know, one J.P. Morgan, somebody bought that, and their people, their investors made $1.8 billion without having to do a thing. They didn't make anything. They didn't. And by the way, neither did SVB Bank. Just like FTX, who didn't make a thing. Just like Silver Lake Bank, who didn't make a thing. Billions of dollars into the ether to finance leftist causes, because it's not coming to us. It's not coming to conservatives. So J6 is huge because it can blow a gaping hole in everything these people are doing. And the Democrats will do anything, and I mean anything, to prevent the truth from coming out. As Tucker Carlson released the actual video refuting the lies of the left, Democrats ran around their own media with every talking head they could find, trying to make Tucker look like he was the liar. He's the liar for putting out actual video and putting it into context and saying, here's what they did not show you. And then, get this. They ask, why is he the only person that got those videos? Why did McCarthy only give those videos to Tucker Carlson? And you know what's so stupid about that comment? Leftist media aren't realizing how this implicates them. The better question would be this. Why didn't you ask for the videos? Every one of those media outlets, why didn't you go to Adam Schiff and the House Judiciary Committee and say, where are the videos? Why were you allowed to be spoon-fed whatever they gave you and you didn't question it? Because last time I checked, that's journalism 101. Has your child come to you and say, hey, can I have the keys to the car? Well, where are you going? Don't you start some sort of a query? Or you're questioning him about, did you do your homework or did something? Do you understand how you can connect the dots? The media did nothing. They accepted whatever those people said. And you know why? Because that was their job. And ask yourself, how can you uniformly, across the board, leftist media, not say, listen, guys, I get you giving us the video, but we got 40,000 hours of video. Maybe you should give us a little more context. I can't tell you how many people I talked to. I talked to a lady the other week. Kevin, did you see the hearings in Arizona where they implicated Katie Hobbs as being part of, you know, being paid off by the cartel as well as Gallego or whatever the guy's name? And I said, yeah. And she gives me her take. I said, you can give me your take all you want. If you're going to give me your so-called evidence, you watched all the hearings, give me the actual things that you did. I want to know exactly what you did. I'm not just going to go on conjecture. Tell me what you saw. I'll look at it in context, and we'll see if we want to do something about it. Folks, thanks for being here. We got a short break. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Americans were imprisoned over January 6th stuff. And look, some of this is a bit of a rehash, but, you know, you got to cover it because I got some new things I want to talk about with January 6th. But people were in prison over this. And this one guy, I don't know his name, but he was the dude in the hat. And we should know his name. I don't know how long he's been imprisoned. But they showed the footage of him, and he's doing nothing. And what I said, too, I was talking with one of my congressmen the other day, and I told him, I said, why are we showing real violence, BLM and Antifa, in comparison to what was going on in the Capitol? Let the American people make up their minds about BLM and Antifa versus what happened in the Capitol versus all these so-called people rioting. And then I'd love to do geo-tracking of the people in the crowd because I'm going to make you a bet. I'm going to make you a bet, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I'm going to make you a bet that there are FBI people and other members of other DOJ agencies all in the crowd, and I'm going to make you a bet that they're the ones letting people in, trying to lead people into the Capitol. They're the ones inciting violence like Ray Epps and others. And it's funny because Ray Epps, who they looked at and went, oh, he didn't do anything. Ray Epps is seen going, we're just going there and do something. And he's in multiple locations doing this, and they go, no, he didn't do anything. But then they get a guy who's walking through, being led by Capitol Hill police, doesn't do anything, and he's in prison. If you don't think that this is not passing the smell test, it isn't. But I asked a question right before the break, and I said, this is the media not too stupid to understand it's indicting itself by saying, why did he give all the video to Tucker Carlson? Why did Andrew McCarthy do that? The question they should be asking is, why didn't Pelosi give us the video so we could all look at it? And you want to know why they wouldn't? Two reasons. One, if they give it to the leftist media, they need to give it to the right, number one. And number two, they already set the narrative. And you know what that video proves? That video proves that J6 was yet another big, fat leftist lie. And they don't want you to know. They think they're hiding this from you. Let's make sure that the American people don't realize that we were pulling one over their heads. You think Adam Schiff would have even given it to him? You think Nancy Pelosi would have said, hey, Adam, listen, in the spirit of transparency, give it to him. Why aren't the Democrats even asking this question? You know, now that we think about it, why didn't they give us the data, the information to look over? Is Joe Scarborough going to get on and say, hey, listen, I just want to understand why the Democrats never gave the video? I mean, now that we think about it in retrospect and have Mika Brzezinski going, wait, you know, it would have been interesting to see what the videos were. But no, it's all Tucker Carlson, well, he could make the videos, and it's a matter of national security. And oh, by the way, the Democrats would say, it's a matter of national security. That's why we didn't give it to him. Well, Tucker has it. And what do we find out? CNN had already violated national security by giving them the location where they take Congress. So that's number one, national security out the door. And as Tucker said, they looked at all the tape and they said the only thing that they covered up was some door that leads to the secure location. Okay, fine. Is that the only thing that is you're not able to see in the Capitol? Because last time I checked, when you go to the Capitol, you can use your cell phones. At least when I was there, you could. You could just video whatever you want. I was in the Supreme Court building. I have the video. If you're a member of Backstage Club, you're going to see it. When I'm going to meet with Justice Thomas, I'm videotaping me walking down the hall in the Supreme Court. It's our building. We own it. You let us in, I'm going to video it. It's just like a museum. It's a piece of history, whatever.
It's a matter of national security.
They could have edited it out, but they couldn't do it without... Everything that they did in giving that data over was going to blow the narrative, and they know it. And when you're altering the narrative to fit what you want, you don't want any scrutiny. And you know what the Democrats didn't want this nation to know? That they cheated Donald Trump. And that people had a legitimate reason to go march on Washington. And in marching on Washington, the most well-armed people on the planet took no weapons. Because they weren't planning on an insurrection, and they didn't commit one. All they wanted were answers, and they deserve it, and we deserve it now. And they don't want you to get them. So in the spirit of transparency, Democrats do what they always do. They become less transparent, and they fight harder not to get you the information you need. And that's why the Biden administration is being sued. I read this. Attorney Joseph D. McBride is building a levy against the lies of Democrats. The Democrats have spread about what happened at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th of 2021. In a Twitter post Friday, he wrote, he's filing a motion to stop the government from lying to the public and in doing so, heaping injustice on the J6 prisoners. He said, we just filed a motion in USA versus Ryan Taylor Nichols to prevent the government from advancing the false narrative that the police were killed by protesters on J6. He continued, no more lies. Well, it's a start. What about the rest of the lawsuits? How about the American people start filing lawsuits on these butt wipes about what they've done to us in the sense of the cheat? The money spent on J6 hearings, the lies told that we now have evidentiary proof that they were lying. What about that? I think Judicial Watch is looking at lawsuits. I don't know, but I want to see some real lawsuits, not just one that says, I mean, the individual lawsuits are fine. And what I want, though, is I want people to be sued individually. I want the people who withheld the video to be sued, the congresspeople. I want the people that made these decisions to essentially keep this information from the American people. I want people to be, us to be compensated in some form. In fact, I was telling you guys, I was talking to my congressman. I said to him the other day, I said, look, if you don't start showing us chopping heads, if you don't start showing us some real evidence of people getting ready to go to prison, you're going to lose the conservative people. You're going to lose the MAGA crowd. And he told me some things that they were getting ready to do. And I said, some of these are okay, but they're too complicated. I'm not going to get into detail, but here's what I will tell you. I told him this. January 6th, Hunter Biden are two things that we can be chasing, and what Joe Biden and that family's doing, we can chase those, and people will pay attention. Those are easy to chase. The other one that you should be looking into, the Wuhan virus. Not just its origins, but every lie that's been told. You have three major things you can chase, and you have the ability to get to the truth, and you have the ability to bring people up on the hill, talk about this stuff. We need to be doing this. And he agreed. I said, I don't want to get caught in all this other fodder. That's fodder. January 6th, folks, is the biggest thing we have to be working on right now. Don't dismiss it. Don't understand it.
Jackson Radio Show.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. Folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Angry words just won't cut it when it comes to a Russian jet downing a U.S. drone over the Black Sea on Monday. So says Texas Senator John Cornyn.
We need to discourage the Russians from that sort of activity because it could spark a much more dangerous direct confrontation.
Florida Senator Marco Rubio says we should be sending more drones to the Black Sea along with our own fighters. Strong stat for the housing industry. There were about 1.5 million building permit applications last month. That's 14% more than in January. Goldman Sachs says there's a 35% chance the USA will experience a recession in the next year. That's 10% more than the firm's prediction before the fall of Silicon Valley Bank. Los Angeles is bracing for a three-day strike by teachers and others next week, what would be the first strike in the L.A. district in 30 years. Rich Johnson, USA News.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How confident could you be in, you know, stating your case if you didn't have video evidence? Like, somebody says, you did this, and you said, no, I didn't. And they said, well, I got video of you. You go, prove it. I mean, who would you trust if somebody, the next thing out of their mouth, they said, I have video evidence of you doing it? Even if you weren't guilty, wouldn't it make you stop and go, well, wait a minute. How could you possibly have video? Would you want to see it? I know I would. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you've been listening to, who you listen to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. If you don't look at evidence, you're a fool. Be real. If you know there is video of an incident, but you refuse to look at the video, would somebody call you crazy? Would you just take the word of people who tell you how things went? Let's say it was your kid driving the car. And somebody says, your kid hit my car. And you go, what? And your kiddo goes, well, Dad, I have evidence. Well, I don't need to see the evidence, kid. I believe you. I mean, as much as I love my kids, I'm going to tell you this. I know enough about them to say, let me see the video. First thing out of my mouth, I want to see it. If the other person says I have video, I want to see it. That's normal. That's natural. That is what you would want to do if you want to get to the truth. Could you do this as an attorney? Would you simply take the word of opposing counsel? If they said, well, listen, we went to the bar where this incident happened, and we have video. I don't need to see it. I believe my defendant or whatever. Would you want to see it? Of course you would. We know exactly what would happen there. Video evidence, folks, is critical. And I contend video evidence is possibly the best evidence if you have it. What would you rather have? I'll ask you. A fingerprint? DNA? Or video? If you say, well, Kevin, DNA is definitive. It means a fingerprint means you were there. DNA means you were there. I don't know in what context. Maybe you just delivered the groceries to the lady's house, but you didn't sexually assault her, as she contends or asserts against you. Video evidence will show you dropping the groceries off, putting them on the counter, she giving you a tip, flirting, and you walking off, saying, thank you very much, ma'am. But she gets mad. Oh, he tried to sexually abuse me. Let me ask, why do they want video evidence on police? Isn't it funny how Congress, we want to see all the video evidence. Let's see the video evidence of this when George Floyd was killed. Let's see the evidence. Michael Brown Jr., we want video. When it comes to you wanting it from them, what do they do? Well, you know, it's a matter of national security. You people wouldn't know how to interpret the video. How stupid do these people think we are? Marjorie Taylor Greene tweeted this. McCarthy has granted lawmakers the option to view Capitol Hill footage from January 6th if they request to see it. She told CNN that any of us can go. You just have to schedule a time with the speaker's office. I'm scheduled to go, and I can take my staff with me. Benny G. Thompson, the leftist Democrat, chairman of the January 6th committee, said lawmakers were never given that type of access to the footage last Congress. It is strictly a new policy that the new speaker put in place, is what he said on CNN. In other words, Nancy Pelosi didn't want you to see it. Did Adam Schiff argue? No. In the spirit of transparency, we need to let everybody see this video. You know, listen, we don't want to keep anything from the American people. I could go on. Did he say anything close to this? Of course not. Tucker Carlson, they write, is locked in shredding the nonsense surrounding the January 6th riot, which has been sold to the public as a violent insurrection. The hyperbole knows no bounds. As others have said, that day was worse than Pearl Harbor or the 9/11 attacks. Once again showing leftists have no sense of history. Trump supporters killed Capitol Hill police officers, they said. People took that seriously. They killed us, killed police. And they still stick to this lie, people. Are you aware of this? They still stick to this lie. It's a lie that those who have been arrested and indicted and convicted are domestic terrorists. I'm not talking to the people who did attacks on police. Whatever comes to them, they deserve. But I will tell you this. I guarantee you, my wife loves when I say that. I guarantee you, there were more Democrat leftists who were instigating the violence and the things than the left will ever admit. It wouldn't surprise me at all if some of the people that were arrested for attacking the police will eventually, they'll say, don't sweat it. We're going to let you off. The deals have been cut. How many videos have you now seen where Democrats were dressed in red, acting like MAGA people, and then went and dressed in blue later, wore MAGA hats, and then changed? How many times, I don't know if you've seen them, but I can tell you this, they exist. The guy I mentioned earlier, Jacob Chansley is his name, QAnon Shaman or whatever they call the guy. Those are the two that are most visible with all of this. Neither one of them did anything. But as I said, I want to go back to this whole concept. And the concept is, why did the left not offer up this video? It's a broken record, but do I need to play for you all the times they talk about transparency?
The way to make government responsible is to hold it accountable. And the way to make government accountable is to make it transparent so that the American people can know exactly what decisions are being made, how they're being made, and whether their interests are being well served. The directives I am giving my administration today on how to interpret the Freedom of Information Act will do just that. For a long time now, there's been too much secrecy in this city. The old rules said that if there was a defensible argument for not disclosing something to the American people, then it should not be disclosed. That era is now over. Starting today, every agency and department should know that this administration stands on the side not of those who seek to withhold information, but those who seek to make it known. To be sure, issues like personal privacy and national security must be treated with the care they demand. But the mere fact that you have the legal power to keep something secret does not mean you should always use it. The Freedom of Information Act is perhaps the most powerful instrument we have for making our government honest and transparent, and of holding it accountable. And I expect members of my administration not simply to live up to the letter, but also the spirit of this law. I will also hold myself as president to a new standard of openness. Going forward, anytime the American people want to know something that I or a former president wants to withhold, we will have to consult with the Attorney General and the White House Counsel, whose business it is to ensure compliance with the rule of law. Information will not be withheld just because I say so. It will be withheld because a separate authority believes my request is well grounded in the Constitution. Let me say it as simply as I can. Transparency and the rule of law will be the touchstones of this presidency.
This bill was written in a tortured way to make sure CBO did not score the mandate as taxes. If CBO scored the mandate as taxes, the bill dies. Okay, so it's written to do that. In terms of risk-rated subsidies, if you had a law which said healthy people are going to pay in, it made explicit that healthy people pay in and sick people get money, it would not have passed. Okay, just like the people, transparency, lack of transparency is a huge political advantage. And basically, you know, call it the stupidity of the American voter or whatever. But basically, that was really, really critical to getting the thing to pass.
I'm going to jump in here real quick and let you know that was Gruber explaining that Obamacare would not have passed if we had transparency. Here's some others.
Transparency and the rule of law will be the touchstones of this presidency.
I don't know.
So here's what everyone wants to know. Are you sure you're being square with us?
I know.
Actually can't speak to that.
Does it just take a criminal indictment to hold somebody responsible?
You don't recall that.
So you don't know who's leading the case?
I do not know who is leading.
Let me be clear.
So I want to be very clear here.
I'll make our government open and transparent.
I don't remember when that happened.
This is the most important issue in front of the country in the last 6 weeks. You don't know who's heading up the case? Who the lead investigator is?
At this juncture, no.
This is both an ongoing matter and an ongoing matter about which I know nothing.
I've decided to follow my counsel's advice and not testify or answer any of the questions today.
Are you prepared to answer any questions here today?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
It's about January 6th. Quote, it was like me and 2 other colleagues who were there on January 6th outside, and we were just having fun. I know I'm supposed to be traumatized, but like all these colleagues who are in the Capitol building are like, oh my God, it was so scary. I'm like, God.
What do you want?
That's Matthew Rosenberg of the New York Times asking me what I want. Only one thing, Matt. The truth. It's a disturbing video that shows Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Nancy Pelosi, and Joe Biden discussing what to do and deciding to frame the protesters.
People have crossed the line by threatening our democracy. I've given a shoot to kill order for any breach of the Speaker's lobby. Every one of these maggots must be prosecuted. Yes, I agree. No more protests in our Capitol.
The video paints a troubling picture of the political power brokers attempting to spin the narrative to protect their own interests. This is not just about the protesters, but about the length to which those in power will go to protect their own interests. We will now show you this video and let you decide for yourself what really happened on that fateful day.
Listen, sweetheart, let the men handle it.
Are you even listening?
Why don't you let me
finish? Congressional staffers were almost killed. I thought I was going to die.
This is an adult discussion.
The public doesn't fear us anymore, and you better do something.
Oh, what am I supposed to do?
Do your f***ing job, Nancy.
Alexandria, let's both be patient and respectful of each other's ideas.
Let's take a step back and look at the big picture.
Oh, Joe, I don't even have anything to say to you. If we don't make sure those who perpetrated this mayhem are brought to justice, we are all dead.
This was a mostly peaceful protest.
I don't care why they were there. Violence and non-violence doesn't matter. We can't allow those who showed up to get away with it.
They can't allow protesters to get away with it. They use anonymous sources. They say people are familiar with the matter. And, of course, that's not what we do. We show the lips moving. We show the videotape.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Don't know whether that was legit. Illegit. It was Project Veritas, James O'Keefe, probably prior to him leaving. I'm not sure. I don't know whether it's ChatGPT. That's up to you to figure out. But here's what I do know. Whatever the content of that was, it was pretty close to what actually happened. These people are liars. And whether it's, if you believe that one, I've got other clips. Here's Jim Jordan talking about FBI and the whistleblowers on this stuff. You decide for yourself. That's not what this show is about. I'm just going to bring you everything that we gather, my Crackerjack team of people gather, and you can figure things out. But here's Jim Jordan talking about FBI whistleblowers.
Speaking of sold-out crowds and packing them in, Tucker Carlson was packing them in for his January 6th expose this week. I think a lingering question that we would have about this investigation is the government lawyers, the lawyers for the DOJ and the federal government and the D.C. prosecutors withholding evidence. Do you believe that those lawyers should be disbarred if they actually withheld evidence and violated the Brady rule?
Yeah, if you didn't give a term of evidence, I mean you can't do that. So certainly that is a problem. And I'll tell you what else we've learned from whistleblowers, FBI agents who've come talk to our committee staff, and three of them have been willing to sit for a transcribed interview. Just the pressure, the intense pressure to go after anyone associated with January 6th. We had this one whistleblower testify, Benny, where he said there was a busload of people who came down from the Boston area. He worked in the Boston field office, this FBI agent. And he said they sent him a picture and video of the two people who organized these two busloads of folks who came down. And I guess they were inside the Capitol. And so they said, we want you to open up an investigation on these two people. And they said, okay, they're inside the Capitol. We'll begin an investigation. Then they said, the other 138, we want you to open up an investigation on them too. And our whistleblower said, why? Do you have any evidence that they were inside the Capitol? They did something wrong. He said, no, we just want you to do it. He says, no, we're not going to do that. But he said that was just one of the many examples of how intense the government went after folks who were in and around the Capitol on that particular day.
I don't know much about the justice system. I mean, layman's amount, probably a little more than layman. But here's what I will tell you. If you open up an FBI investigation on somebody, it's a big deal. What the Democrats were trying to do is just open the investigation on them. That will be enough to scare the devil out of. That'll be enough to shut them down. They wanted you fearful of the FBI. The FBI should open up an investigation on you if you are accused of doing something wrong, not to just open it up. What can of worms do you think can happen if someone's searching for you and it says there's been a criminal investigation opened up by the FBI on you? What do you think happens? See, folks, that's what's called weaponizing. That's meant to intimidate. And it is intimidating. Look, I'll tell you right now. I don't know if I'm almost positive they've probably opened up investigations on me. I don't know about them. It hasn't impacted me because I'm not trying to get jobs. Luckily, the people who support me, Even if there were an FBI investigation, they know me well enough to know, they're just jacking with Kevin, like the IRS is. By the way, feel free to help me pay off this roughly $100,000. I don't know what the number is going to be altogether, but it's $40,000 for one of my companies, and we did nothing. God is my witness. We've done nothing wrong. These people don't care. They want to break me. The way to break me is to break my bank. And I'm not rich. I'm going to go down fighting, but I could go down because I'm not rich. Sadly, the one guy I could have called and said, here's what's happening to me. Will you bail me out? He passed away 2 years ago. Because I could have made a phone call to him. Because he used to always ask me, Kev, what do you need? What do you need? And I could have said, you know what? I just got hit with this. And he would have said, done. God bless him. And those people are out there. I know they are. By the way, set $83 billion has been given to Black Lives Matter, a terrorist criminal organization that is doing nothing to help this country. I want to explain to you folks what I could be making. I told somebody I'd be a billionaire if I went to the left. $83 billion has gone to BLM. If you don't think I could figure out how to get my hands on some of that money by going leftist, but I'm the sellout, right?
Oh, these black conservatives are sellouts.
Really? Let me tell you something. The money over there is so... It used to be chili pimping money. $83 billion, not million, billion dollars has gone to Black Lives Matter. This bank that just went under, $73 million they gave the Black Lives Matter or groups like them. All I'd have to do is file a 501c3 and promise to go after Whitey, and I would be filthy. I could give myself a $500,000 salary. I could buy up buildings, and I could do... I would. You have no clue, white people, white conservatives. You can clinch that money all you want, but let me tell you, you're paying for it in higher price for your goods and services through these woke companies. You're paying for it in the tax rebates these guys get. You're paying for it in the legislation that gets passed to get more of your money, etc. You're paying for it. And you got to ask yourself, when are you ready to stop? One of my friends prayed, he's like, Kevin, I hope you can become the anti-Jesse Jackson in corporate America. Go tell these people to wake up. Well, some of them are waking up. I don't know what influence I have. Probably a butterfly flapping its wings and, you know, putting out somebody's cigarette in Russia. But whatever the influence is, it's there. And I won't stop. But they're trying to break me. I guarantee you that. Anyway, going back to this whistleblower thing, so Jim Jordan said they got busloads of people. They want to open up these investigations on 138 people that just got on a bus because they said, we're going to go protest your legal right. You think they care about your rights? Yeah, let's play this other one real quick. What else we got? Paul Gosar saying what they're going to do, go after him.
So, you were talking about Nancy Pelosi. If you guys were to look into Nancy Pelosi's ties to the January 6th, what they're calling an insurrection, you know, they're standing by their narrative everywhere they go. Same with Liz Cheney. Is there a chance that you guys could prosecute certain members of Congress or former members of Congress over the January 6th?
I would not leave it as just that. I think there's also military that are involved.
Right.
And I think that there, you know, heads have to roll.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you condone this lawlessness. And that's what America sees. We see lawlessness in Chicago. We see lawlessness on our border. We see lawlessness everywhere. And that's part of the precipitating actions that Congress has allowed.
Right. So are you looking into any inquiries, resolutions of inquiries into Mark Milley or Mayorkas over their handling of our national security?
Stay tuned.
As it goes around J6, folks, stay tuned. As it goes around Hunter Biden, stay tuned. As it goes around Joe Biden, stay tuned. As it goes around leftism, stay tuned. Lots more to come.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.